Hey everybody, it's Street Fight Radio. How you doing? Great, I hope. I don't know why I asked you, you can't answer, but I'm sure you're doing fine. I know folks listen to us on Sunday nights to get ready, prepped for work. Thanks for reaching out and telling us your story. For those of you out there that are listening to Street Fight so that you can take all of your anger and frustration at work and redirect it towards the boss, we appreciate your efforts. And to all people all over the world that are getting the job done, the real work, and putting all of their time into making somebody else rich, we are trying to figure out a way not to do that anymore. So thank you for being here. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quinby. We've been doing this on the airwaves of Columbus, Ohio's community radio station, WCRS, for 6 years now. And we hope that eventually this will lead to a complete dismantling of the status quo and the beginnings of a new egalitarian society on a very flat earth with a very, very minimal laws and maximum freedom. So please, once again, join us in that cause. We're raising money on Patreon to do that. We sell magazines and magical leaf powder called Kratom. It's about to be outlawed, so you know it's good, but maybe not, and we'll see. We're on this journey together. Brian and I intend to do this until the day we die and then pass it on to our kids, so please get comfortable for another edition of Street Fight Radio.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're here. I had to get everything in. I have to make sure the intros are very thorough.
You get your shit in, yeah, is what they say in wrestling. You got your Mr. Get My Shit In, like Brian Cage. That's just for the wrestling people, the indie wrestling fans out there, right?
Right. Well, some people want to hear. Some people have to hear it in different ways.
Yeah. Oh man, we got a lot of options today for stories, I think.
Okay.
We can go in 100 different directions, okay? But I think what I want to do at the beginning of this show is maybe check in on Conservative Tribune. Do you know this? Do you know that page? It's kind of a new conservative page in Facebook. It's like one
upstart
of the new big boys. Yeah.
A Tribune, I think, is a means respectable newspaper, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's better than
My grandfather read the Tribune.
Yeah, all the newspapers were tribunes back in the day. This is not the comical conservative, which is where I previously got all of my news.
This is not a Chinese food takeout box full of intellectual thoughts and ideas.
Intellectual takeout. I was going to do an intellectual takeout thing last week, but I fell more in love with Conservative Tribune.
Okay,
over the week.
I'm intrigued, actually, because I had intellectual takeout on the brain earlier. I have had a little bit of I was a little hangry for some, I think.
You had an intellectual takeout attack. That's what I call it.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
You see it and you're like, intellectual takeout is the softened version of all the ugliest things that you can think about. It's like what the Pepe say, but
the
like
nicest,
they just put a nice layer of like Xanax on top of it.
Well, they just say it from a seated position in a den.
Is that how you picture it?
Yeah, that's what most of it is kind of a little bit of browbeating. Like they always get you with the, oh, now I have to explain to you why injustice is the only thing we can do.
Yes, you got the voice exactly right, because it is like today's college campuses, yeah, are analogs to 1940s Germany.
You should know a thing or two about safety. or they'll,
and that thing is to have a gun, concealed carry.
They're also
safety.
They're also I was once at procuring some raspberries from a farmer's market, and I asked for the organic variety, and a fellow came up no shoes on, just wearing overalls and a plaid shirt, and he said I would be a little bit more cautious about what was on those organic berries.
Yeah, there might be doo-doo on them.
No, there's more pesticides and killer poisons in the organic than our computer-generated fruit.
that is true. That is. I mean, intellectual takeout is frustrating. Conservative Tribune fills another hole. It's the more screaming and yelling
version of conservatism. No. So this is like the ringing of bell and running down the middle of the road. That's what a Tribune means. It's like a Tribune meaning a waterway.
Tribunal.
Like a tribunal. I was thinking like a waterway of shitty opinions.
Tributary. Yeah.
No, a tribune, like a military one.
Yeah. Well, they broke the news about Dennis Rodman getting that guy out of prison, which was kind of nice. But
that's good. That's helpful. Yeah. Okay. That's real news.
We need to know what the worm's doing, man.
Yeah. What's up with those side lacing shoes of his?
So here's a very typical conservative Facebook group. Like, this is normal people read this. Like, the people that still listen to terrestrial radio, this is where they get their news and their conservative politics, you know? Like, they listen to, like, easy listening and classic rock stations still on the radio. Like, they sit in their garage at night.
And Republican insurance agents.
Yeah.
Read this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just makes them mad. But so this story is from June 12th. And the caption above it says Melania's new view in Washington, D.C. is making libs furious.
Her new view?
View. Yeah, she finally moved to Washington, D.C., Brett.
Okay, so, and she has a really dope place to live? Or did she build, like, an obelisk at the top?
I hope she built on to the...
That would be nice.
...to the White House. They're like, we need more space. Actually, we need more space. I don't know how detox. I know she has, like, an accent or whatever. That's all I know about Melania.
You know, I think we need, like, a hamster ball above the White House for them would probably work.
Yeah.
On like a big spire.
And she said, so what she did was she finally moved there. She lived in New York for a while, but Trump needed her to move to Washington, D.C. So she posted a photo of her new view on Twitter. And she said she was looking forward to the memories she will make in her new home. And she can see the Washington Monument in front. Like the White House probably got some like really good views. You got to admit that. Like, that's a house I wouldn't mind living in, is what I'm trying to say here.
No, it's a great house.
Yeah. I would live with 12 other people, though. I'm not saying just I get the whole house, but man, that would be a great house.
So she took a picture from inside the White House, you're saying, right?
Yeah, out the door.
Okay.
And
now libs are pissed.
Well, they're not really. Okay?
Libs are pissed that the First Lady lives in the White House now?
Yeah.
This is what the Tribune is trying to say. The same Tribune that broke the story about Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Well, so they find people tweeting mean stuff at her. You know, that's what they go out. They go out to Twitter and they're like, okay, they click on the tweet where she says, look at my beautiful view. I can't wait to make memories in my house. And then they find the people that are yelling at her. And then they extrapolate that to mean that, like, liberals or everybody to the left of, like, George W. Bush is running around pulling their fucking hair out in the streets over it.
Yeah, the Sonic the Blue Dog Twitter user is indicative of the entire liberal agenda.
Well, the first comment says Ayn Rand Paul Ryan is the name, and it says don't get too comfortable. And I'm like, well, that's true. I wouldn't get too comfortable.
No, we don't want her there.
We're trying to get rid of you people. You know?
So maybe, I mean, I guess I am mad that she's moving in because I don't want her. I guess I don't want to move it in. I'd rather be moved out so that we could get like 24 more families living in there.
Yeah. And it's only like 12. Two or three. Like the next guy says,
a lottery for 12 slots to get the spots, but you got to share it. So, I mean, it's probably not going to be.
You don't get to decorate the White. You're like, if you're moving into the White House, you got to stick with the corny stuff they have hanging on the walls there.
Yeah.
Now.
There's no need to waste time moving that shit around. It's already decorated. It's awful and gaudy and stupid, but it's already decorated.
Bunch
so.
Of fucking gray haired, wigged white guys. Lining the hallways, doing different like gray hair wigged fucking white guy stuff.
Yeah, this is bothering me now too.
What? The decoration of the White House?
Yeah, like that like French style pottery bullshit just sitting around on like a pedestal.
But with like eagles and shit on it. With like eagles and like then behind a picture of like Warren G. Harding playing golf or something like that. I mean, the White House is decorated like Bobo as hell. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not my dream home, really. I'd love to live there, though. But libs are furious that Melania's living there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got a story here. They really do.
Yeah, yeah. Leave it to liberals. So, yeah, that was basically that story where they the from the Conservative Tribune.
Yeah, so they're doing some. This is someone's uncle is doing a really good job on running a news organization,
making libs mad, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Just showing them that she's in the White House.
So what else happened this week for conservatives in the conservative news sphere? I hesitate to call it the blogosphere. I'm talking about the Tribune. There's a lot of microblogging going on, right?
Sure.
So yearbook staff censors students' Trump campaign shirt and yearbook photo. Did you hear that story?
No, I had no idea this type of censorship was happening in America.
So some dork wore a Trump shirt to get his yearbook taken as a senior in high school. Like that's the statement he wanted to make. It's nice, though, because we could look up the people, like, what kind of a jackass voted for Donald Trump?
Right.
People pull that yearbook out, and boom, yeah. Right, there's a guy in the shirt. Like, we have pictures of all the people with their Trump stuff for when the whole thing collapses.
And they've been able to dig up, like, college articles and newspaper and editorials on a lot of the dopes that are still writing to this day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all those people have... Oh, just the word. This is the beginning of a horrible history for this young man.
Yeah.
This is just the beginnings. This is the very beginnings of a failing upwards in a fucking the most miserable way.
He's going to be running a landscaping business in like 3 years, but everybody is going to hate him.
Right.
And that's going to be the life that he has to live.
For now on.
I got all the money and my wife yep. is the only person that's around me and my kids hate me. And so does everybody else around me. But
I need a rotating crew of 4 to 5 people to keep this thing going. And I'm just stuck on this track.
Yeah. Yeah. So. At Wall High School in New Jersey, the right for students to freely express their political views doesn't appear to exist, or at least not for those who support President Donald Trump.
Well, he's right. I mean, they should. That's stupid to ban it. It's just fucking stupid.
I agree. Hey, listen, Donald Trump's the fucking president. I can't think of something less offensive than wearing a shirt with the president.
I once again, I think I'm just too respectful of other people's rules, but like if that's the top dog, I don't see why in the fucking schools that in the place where they pledge allegiance to that fucking guy, I don't see why you would X his name out.
They do pledge allegiance to Donald Trump when they go to school. You y'all libs are even letting your kids do that. Yeah. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah, your kids are in there pledging allegiance to the Donald.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigly, folks.
Kayfabe or Kofabe.
Kofifi.
Kofifi. So, yeah, you should be allowed to wear a Trump shirt. Did you see that Broad City's going to beep out the word Trump on their show?
Yeah, that's so powerful.
Powerful message.
Really, it says so much.
Yeah, I really bum about that show, man, because like it seemed like this really like anti-authority sort of thing, and then they're like fawning all over the like, most powerful woman and one of the most powerful people in the world, and I'm like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, you can't really have that fuck you attitude because Hillary Clinton is just
yeah,
the member of, you know, everything that you say fuck you to.
Bleeping Trump's name is like Drumpf, right? It's in the same vein as that sort of thing. I want people to wake up every day and know that Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. Like, I ain't trying to forget. I ain't trying to let none of you forget that that's where we got.
Yeah, and you know? And I would rather see people in the streets doing something to stop this dude than just the ridicule. The ridicule is not working.
Yeah, go out and do the protests and stuff like that. Or as Brett says, stand between him and the White House and don't let him go back in.
Although yeah, I block all the entrances.
He could govern.
That's how they do it in South America.
That is. They do. They go in there. Everybody gets in the street and does stuff. They don't still watch Broad City before they go out. Like, that's just so weird to get your own TV show. And then I guess you don't get your own TV show unless you're willing to suck up to power.
That's kind of a part of the successful route.
Yeah.
It's really easy it's really easy because you can shake hands with a lot of people that powerful people at Hillary Clinton events. It's a good place to know people if you want to be around money.
Right, yeah. So student Grant Berardo, Beardo would have been a perfect name. Grant Beardo. He's a fucking beardo in a black t-shirt, man. America great again.
This shit once again proves that we're in just a Matrix type simulation and these names are just spit out as random code.
He found out last Wednesday when the school finally published its yearbook, and lo and behold, he discovered that the words Trump, Make America Great Again had been removed from his navy blue t-shirt. Again, dude, they're doing you a favor.
You're right. They are doing you a favor.
Trust me. They're doing you a favor. Like, I wore a lot of embarrassing clothes in high school, and I wish somebody would delete those.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You and man, also, they are kind of stupid because when you mess with a little prick like that, I mean, you are just in for it.
Yeah.
He's going to come in. I am steamed off about this.
You are so right. You never mess with a kid like that, a 17-year-old.
He'll stay up all night calling. I'd like to protest. Hi, Mrs. Vanderbilt. I'd like to speak whoever's in charge of complaints about what's happening in the yearbook.
Well, his parents are fired up about too.
Which... I support him. I support him standing up for what he believes in. And, you know, we are kind of in a place where folks can't say they like Ronald Reagan no more. The rap music says he's bad, and my son is standing up for what he believes, what his values are, and I support it.
Kids are joining socialist organizations these days, and you don't have any goddamn kind of problem with it when they put the rose next to their name, but as soon as I want to wear my red MAGA hat... you're photoshopping my son. You're erasing my son from the yearbook. That's erasure. So, this isn't
that's hell.
That is. It is hell. It's hell out there.
I think that kid, you kind of dodged a bullet because they're going to be, you could just say like it's a rap lyric or something. You could just say like, no, that was, that just said fuck you on it. It was Comme des Garçons, but it said fuck you des Garçons.
I mean, he is 16, he's 17 years old. So a lot of the Trump supporters are kind of older and are going to be dead.
Yeah.
Like pretty soon. So they don't have to deal with it, but you're going to still be alive someday when you're paying for your water credits down at the fucking store so you can get your bucket of water and take it home from
And then
breathe, you know, but please pump some oxygen into my house for 10 cents an hour.
Yeah. Some surly lady down at the store is going to be going on and on about like, oh, yeah, I tried to solve this back in Paris Climate Accord, something like that.
Yeah. So, according to NewJersey.com, the pro-Trump t-shirts of two other students, a brother and sister, were also censored.
Come on. It's just, yeah.
Don't censor these kids. Let them
live in loud and proud. I support all alternative lifestyles, including MAGA Chud. Including the MAGA Chud lifestyle.
I used to have a friend that wanted to wear satanic shirts to high school.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And I was like, dude, if you wear it and then the school board does a meeting, because I was 18. I was like, I'll go to the fucking school board meeting and stick up for you.
Okay, good idea. That's a good idea. Like, that, like, hey, guys, I'm about to get on the other side of the fence next year. I can show up to school board and shit, man. I'm not going to work or nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be hanging out waiting for you to get out of class.
I'll go school board. I'll be like, hey, man, if this guy's allowed to wear a goddamn Jesus shirt, he should be allowed to wear a Satan shirt. It's only fair, man.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce a doctrine of cut the crap.
Why don't we do that now? Why don't
we pledge allegiance and preach values of freedom, but kids can't even wear Cannibal Corpse shirts to school, even though that's their favorite band, and it makes them feel joy.
you know how you feel on Christmas, dude? Some people feel that way when they go to a concert to see the band Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. Skinny Puppy's imagery, while maybe shocking, it's meant to make you think. It's not just something grotesque that I draw on the front of my notebook, like the teacher punishes me for.
Yeah, I'm going to defend. I'm defending.
You're going to go. Then we're going to start showing up to school board meetings like, come on, they're the new punk rock. let them go.
I just want them to be able to wear any shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a kid to be able to wear one of those shirts that has the different boobs from the different the different kinds of boobs on the front of it. You know what I'm saying?
Torpedoes, the egg on a nail, the atom bomb, cupcakes.
That's okay. That's the worst novelty t-shirt right there. That I found it. We are big fans of those t-shirts with the different kinds of boobs. I don't like that shirt.
I haven't seen it in a while. It's been a long time.
My father-in-law has one.
Wow. Holy moly. I would love to get that.
You would. Would you wear it at least once outside? Some listener's going to send you that fucking shirt now. We've already come dangerously close to getting sent a few novelty shirts.
I would love it. I mean, I still would love to do some ripoffs. We could do dongs, though, is like the 2017 bootleg.
I don't want any naked parts.
I like the dongs would be fun, too.
Different ball. Sad boy, and it's just like it looks like a frown.
Right. The gonzo. When it's up, so like if you do a handstand, it's the gonzo.
We're not doing it. That's not going to happen. The dick shirt isn't going to happen, and neither is the tits shirt. Or we can just do different tits, but on men. You know, like different men's kinds of tits.
Oh, yeah. The Arby's. the Quaker Steak and Lubes.
It's fucking t-shirts,
Stay Puff Marshmallow.
Oh, what else is Conservative Tribune doing? They're fantasizing, Brett.
About what?
Well, I just want to read you this headline that you'll love. Former mob boss Ralph Natale on terrorists. I would kill them all.
See, that's a guy that knows how. He handles waste. These people are waste.
What an embarrassing story to write. These guys have these fantasies.
This is basically the kind of talk that you have around a grill, right? It's just you out there, you're cooking 48 hamburgers, and it's like, you know, the mob could take care of this problem a lot easier. They don't have any of this government bureaucracy bullshit holding them back from taking care of the problem of ISIS.
Yeah. You know who would really take care of ISIS? The Russian mob. Get in there. They're fucking all crazy, man.
Yeah, they just do it to get cool tattoos.
You think ISIS is fucking crazy? Have you ever heard of a little thing called the Yakuza?
Yeah.
Man, the Italian mafia, I don't think could beat ISIS.
No. They need a lot of comfortable. They need air conditioning and shit. They are too pampered of a militia or force.
They gotta have meetings and shit.
Yeah, they need meetings rooms.
Hey, get Polly Two Bags over here. We're gonna go over there and take down ISIS over in Nasrallah.
They need libations. Constant. Food, like they would have carbs. They'd have to be walking around. They'd have to keep like a cooler full of snacks and drinks like on a cart. They'd have to be walking around with
gabagool.
Some
prosciutto, a little bit of the gabagool.
This heat killing me. I need a caprese sub.
They have these fantasies, dude.
Yeah, they do.
They really
revs them up. Our TV is the main programming for a lot of people still.
Yeah.
That's what kind of preps in their mind, like, okay, what's the world like? And it's like, well, there's mafia bosses that rule different sets. They have capos, and then they're capos. And they're like, they really just, like I said, sit around a grill or fix a car or really sit on a lazy boy. And, you know, just figure out how the world works. Take it apart, you know.
Everything they know is from TV shows. And they're like, I know some of the show is bullshit. You know, I mean, I know that not all. You know who would really fuck up ISIS, man? Tony Montana. Send Tony Montana out there.
Oh, my God. They do. They believe those movies and TV shows. Like, they watch, like, Designated Survivor. That's where they get their government knowledge. They're like, you know, if enough people died in the government, the Secretary of Education could be the president, you know?
Right, right. See, people aren't thinking that far ahead. That's why I want to do a podcast.
Listen to what he said. It's just the most embarrassing article I think I've ever seen. Because this guy, so former mob boss Ralph Natale.
Well, I'm glad he gave it up. What's he doing now? He works at a Piggly Wiggly.
He turned.
He dropped dime.
He's a Henry Hill. He turned on the mob. They love him though. They love. Hey, he used to do crime, you know, yeah. But now he's on our side.
He bags groceries mostly.
He's on our side now, Brett. You know,
okay. And now he can use his powers for good. His murderous rage that he could not quell ever, he can now use for good.
Well, they think the stuff that they were doing when they were in the mob was cool.
It's business. It's all business.
They do it all in the business. Everybody knows they're in the business. Okay.
The business of ISIS. What are we gonna do about the business of ISIS,
gentlemen? Let's sit around and talk a little bit about ISIS. You get some of my old guys out there, okay? You bring me little Steven and Polly Walnuts. And, you know, bring them all. Ray Silvio. And get them in here. We'll go ahead. We're going to go down there and we're going to take care of them.
That's yeah. Philadelphia.
You got Texas, too.
Yeah, but he turned on them after being betrayed. They mentioned after being betrayed, so people would be like, who gives a shit what a rat fucker thinks?
Right.
But they love it. Again, he turned on the mob.
So what's his expert? I'm ready for the expert analysis.
So after he believes the process of mitigating the threat of radical Islamic terrorism ought to be far simpler than the Pentagon has thus far made it. Speaking Sunday with Fox News host Eric Schahn, he first argued that the Pentagon acts like pussycats and then outlined exactly how he would handle the nation's number one enemies were he offered a chance. So all you got to do is ask Trump.
This is his pitch. Okay. This is literally, this is him doing like a viral resume.
This is so embarrassing.
He's trying to turn this into a life story.
This is really embarrassing when I read it, okay? As soon as they, the Pentagon, would point out a crew, give me their names. I'll take care of the business, he said. I would kill them all.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to leave us hanging a little bit.
I would kill them immediately, and then I would hang them in front of their houses and call the newspapers. Listen, come and see what happens to those people, he explained. That's how you stop terrorism. Hey!
Now we got room for lunch. Now we got enough time for lunch.
He ends by saying, I could make a nice living and I could enjoy it. It's got to be done. It's got to be done now. Like there are, he was on Fox News saying this stuff.
Really? Yeah. That's what this is from?
Yeah. Some dad was sitting and watching TV and this guy, he was like, you hear this? This mob boss said he would take care of ISIS for us. Why don't we have him do it?
He said, if we write down the names of people we want dead on paper, he takes care of them. That sounds like a great service.
Forget about it. You write down the name and forget about it. God, he would be blown to bits the second he got over there. I'm going to call up some of my guys, get them to go in there and take care of ISIS over there, okay? Golly.
Well, I am...
That's the funniest fantasy. So then they come up with... So Conservative Tribune... then comes up with another story about how Ted Cruz would handle the Mexican drug cartels. And he thinks that we should do it a little bit more military style.
Great.
So he wants to fucking go bomb the Mexican drug cartels.
Okay. Just use all the tanks and planes and bombs of the military on Mexico.
Yeah. He said, Los Zetas. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. When these guys start talking like they know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A guy like Ted Cruz is like, Los Zetas and the Gulf cartel are extremely brutal.
In fact, the videos they release resemble ISIS videos. These guys.
Good way to connect it.
Only think about ISIS.
Yeah,
they
all day.
Only think. We try to challenge them as much as possible. But what more could we do? Asked Breitbart News reporter Brandon Darby. So that was actually a reporter saying that, like, talking about the Los Zetas and stuff like that. And he goes, what can we do about it? One of the things I think we should explore very seriously is something along the lines of what we did in Colombia, where President George W. Bush worked with President Uribe to get the cartels and take them out. It was treated less as a law enforcement matter and more as a military matter. They love doing that. Remember after 9/11? That's what they were talking about the whole time. They were like, don't treat this like a law enforcement matter. You need to treat this like a military matter. Like, what is even the fucking difference at this point?
Yeah, I mean, more death.
Yeah, the military does more.
Right, they just ratchet it up
a lot. You know, how was the difference between the way cops deal with stuff and the military does at this point? They're mowing people down out there too. We got to worry about the goddamn cops all the time. I'm saying they have militarized vehicles.
Yeah.
And shit like that. They're like a military. They're like a little military in the city.
Yeah. Still not the same.
They're the same to me. I put the cops and the military on the same level. So, yeah, that's Ted Cruz's thing. So, I got an intellectual property story now. So, that's Conservative Tribune.
Yeah.
They're fantasizing about ISIS.
If you want more, please subscribe and like Conservative Tribune.
You'll love
it. There's probably plenty of great people to troll in the comments.
Yeah, if you ever want to, that's fun to do, too. It just say that they're triggered. That drives them crazy when you say, like, seems like you're offended by every little thing these days, you conservative boys. So Pitchfork, P4K, a news site that I don't think we've ever talked about on this show.
I don't remember ever.
Gene Simmons is attempting to trademark a hand gesture. The KISS frontman has filed an application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office to mark the sign of the horns hand movement as his own. So the devil horns where you do the whole like, yeah,
the rock and roll,
I'm rocking and fucking rolling. That's Gene Simmons. That's his. Now he's saying he wants to trademark that.
What a disgusting, awful person.
Exactly. He didn't even invent it. I thought Ronnie James Dio claimed to have invented it too. These guys just all are trying to invent something. Listen, the fans invented the devil horns. Okay.
Yeah, I also know from my rock history is that Ronnie James Dio definitely was the innovator on it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he never trademarked it. I think he just said, I got it from my grandma because she always said it kept away evil eyes.
Yeah, and he was like, and I'm like kind of evil eyes, right? Like, I'm Ronnie James Dio. I'm into Satan. So I invented this. But no, Gene Simmons is taking credit for it now. And they actually have a picture of this dumb shit doing it wrong. He's doing this. He's doing with the thumb out.
He's doing the
that's I love you.
Yeah. Or
that's
like,
not even the fucking devil horns, man.
It's like an airplane in sign language.
He claims that he first used the universal movement in 1974. So he actually went to the patent office and was like, look, back in 1974, I did this thing, and now everybody's doing it all the time, and I would
but not really anymore.
Yeah, I do it. I still do it sometimes. Like, yeah, rock that, man. That's good shit.
rock on.
Hey, fucking rock this world. I just hate that he's trying to, because now you won't be able to make like a shirt with the horns on it, right? People love the horns, and they would probably make t-shirts. You couldn't even do that because you'd be stealing his thing. Right?
Yeah, you could.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, if you were going to make like a rock and roll special edition coffee and you were going to put some devil horn.
You really did like rock and roll brand. Hey, look, I want to make a rock and roll brand.
We kicked it up a notch on this dark roast. It's got deep, it's got Black Sabbath undertones.
Rock and roll is the most Kmart like music that I can think of now. It's like everything is like, well, it's rock and roll. It's like it's a restaurant, but like rock and roll restaurant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, we play all the songs. We play the songs.
It's Monopoly, but you buy rock and roll songs on it instead. Rock and roll. And now it's going to be all owned by Gene Simmons.
Yeah, yeah, eventually, once he gets the patent.
This is a bummer, man. Why do we... Let's get rid of the patent office.
I want to cut his fucking hand off so bad.
Let's cut his hand off.
I want to cut his hand off.
Let's cut his fucking hand off.
I think Piss Pig Grandma really... That guy really steeled my resolve and some more maybe harsher stances to take. And I think that this guy just has to be shut down really hard so that he goes the fuck away. And cutting off the hand would just send the right message.
Is that what like if you go to patent something like that, the government's just like, nope, we're cutting a hand
off.
We're
taking it away from you.
We're taking your hand away. No. See, you went too far. You tried to copyright something. Now we're going to have to punish you for that.
No, I really think this is more of a specific to Gene Simmons rule. I think it's just when you build up this kind of relationship to the point where people are like, you know what? You want to patent a hand movement? Give me the fucking hand. Give me your hand. Give me your fucking hand. And somebody hold him down. I'm taking his fucking hand away.
I mean, he doesn't get to use it. Real hate in my heart for the people that own Happy Birthday to You. Like,
and all the music. But, I mean, for Led Zeppelin, those bastards have all that shit copyrighted, and they stole the shit out of it.
I know.
And hey, you know what? Music has been that way forever, but those fucking assholes came in, stole all the shit, and then made it so that nobody else could do their own version of it.
Make any money off of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so antithetical to the idea of like the creation of that fucking music, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you couldn't even like really rip them off a little bit and just be like, I'll just sing different lyrics. God, those fucking guys. Yeah. The Happy Birthday song just makes me mad because, like, if I wanted to make a video with Happy Birthday on it, you'd have to make money off of a video. You'd have to pick a different song because somebody fucking owns it.
You have to get somebody else's rendition.
I mean, like, there should be songs that just enter the public domain. Like, I mean, Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones should be a public domain song already. You know, you can't make no more money off the Rolling Stones. Ain't a lot. If we're not making more money off of Satisfaction, okay.
I mean, I'm sure they have it remastered and coming out soon.
Yeah, they're gonna keep re-releasing.
They do iTunes remaster nows.
I know. Well, you got to, man. You know, you want the perfect sound for iTunes too.
Yeah, I need something that's just tinny enough for these little earbuds.
It's a warm sound. It's actually a warm sound. iTunes. We warmed it up. It's almost like listening to it on vinyl.
Right.
But a little bit different. They are going to do vinyl remixes too. It's like, we can take this computer file and make it sound like vinyl.
Right.
And just release the same song again.
That'd be great.
Be like, I hear it. It actually does give me those feelings. I was like that whenever they improved the music, you know, when it went from tapes to CDs. Like, I was like, oh, I can't go back to listening to tapes anymore. But I'm going to be honest. Most of the music I listen to now sounds like it comes off of a tape.
I do, too.
I don't mind it.
I mean, it's more it is just now an aesthetic thing.
It is.
It's a choice. But I was always really pissed off about rebuying stuff. I'm mad that the classic video games have turned into something where they will ask outrageous amounts of money for them.
Public domain. Like, that shit should be public domain as hell.
You made Mario to sell the Zelda cartridges. You sold your Zelda cartridges and you made your money. And now you're still trying to get $9 from me on every console to play it, just to fucking play it again for a few hours and have relive my moments for, you know, 5-6 hours.
Everything up to Mario 64 should be public domain by now. That's just the way I feel about things. Like Castlevania, public domain. Everything up to Super Nintendo era and Genesis era, that's public domain. But after that, they can still make money off of it again. You know, we need to increase public domain laws.
Well,
in a huge way.
Yeah, and I think that in like all Street Fight plans, this is all in the efforts to eventually get to the point where there is no actual property law. Yeah, we got to wean people off of it. There you go.
Because we want, like, you know, everybody knows that I would love it if just every rando could make a Minions movie and make some money off of
sure,
it. But
sure.
We're not going to get to that right away.
But I think if that we can say, like, yeah, you can just download Dig Dug on your phone and fucking play it. And they're like, really? I don't gotta pay $5.99 again for it? And like, no, just get it. Like, it's just at the library now.
People would fucking love us.
I know.
That's the thing, is like, if we ran shit,
the more
stuff
we can give them, the better. The more that we will get them on our sides.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Oh my God, Christ. I'm having the worst relationship with healthcare. I guess I just went to a doctor, felt kind of good about it, and I got a bill and nothing was covered at all.
Never. It never is. They're always like, oh, yeah, we take care of that, but we don't cover anything, really.
I think because I'm using like an East Coast insurance in Ohio, I think it might be incompatible. But I did go onto the website and they did tell me I could go to this place. And I still had a bill that was almost as much as I pay each month in deductible.
Jesus.
It was nuts. It was nuts. I was just like, can't that go to them? Can't, instead of paying the fucking paper pusher, I've been paying the paper pushers every single month for years now. This month, I actually went to see the doctor and they want $600. Instead of me giving you $600 to push paper around, I just want to pay for the fucking healthcare I got.
Just give me the $600 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Okay? You owe me the $600.
You do. What have you been doing with my money?
Yeah. Yeah.
How hard is it to take my money and set it somewhere else for me?
Yeah. If that's not what you're doing, then I don't think I want this service at all. I hate this service. Well, that I saw this really depressing Bloomberg story this week where it was like crowdfunding platforms such as GoFundMe and YouCaring. Oh, fucking Christ. Obamacare is in a death spiral. That was Donald Trump saying this right at the perfect time.
Okay.
But crowdfunding platforms such as GoFundMe and YouCaring have turned sympathy for Americans drowning in medical expenses into a cottage industry. Because those companies are making fucking
money. Oh, yeah.
Like, tons of money on, like, your aunt getting brain cancer and needing an operation. We're all and people are donating, too. They just don't fucking understand that it could all be taken care of with the same money that's there right now.
Right. There's a way to reformat this industry, but we've let the most mean-spirited, and we've let the 18-year-old kids, we try to censor them in the yearbooks, and it just turns them into bigger assholes. That guy's going to become a fucking congressman.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, we've... Literally, I don't know why we fall victim to this idea that we can't take care of it ourselves without the fucking insurance companies screwing us over.
That's all they do. That's their whole job. They're a whole industry built around screwing us over. I feel like I'm going to see marijuana legalized in my lifetime through the whole country. I don't think I can't imagine a world without the insurance companies.
No,
I can't fathom it happening.
And the crazy thing about it is the type of service you get, and they say that go to Canada, find out how long it takes to get to a doctor.
Fine, I'll do it.
I moved here, and at the beginning of the year, I tried to make doctor's appointments, and they were said all 6 months away. And I did not want to wait 6 months because we wanted something quicker. And I let some time go by, 2 months go by, and I ended up calling again, and I found somebody that made an appointment for 2 months later. And on the day of the appointment, I went, and they had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
And I had called to make the appointment at this central location that's scheduled for, like, all of these doctors.
Ooh, that sounds like we could maybe just make something like that, but under public.
Well, they lost my information, though.
Well,
they had no idea who I was talking to. They had no idea who I was talking to, no evidence I called in, and no idea who I made a doctor's appointment with. And I got so fucking frustrated that I just once again waited about 2 more months before I started calling the doctors again. And the entire time, I'm paying into this thing, like I said, $600 a month.
Yeah, and they're making money. That's the other thing. They make money off each one of these donations. These are profiteers. These aren't...
Well, they're not profit... Come on now. You're so... Make everybody into fucking villains. Like, they're Batman villains. People. No, they made a website so that people could generate money. It's very convenient try to pay somebody to set up a crowdfunding website. It's very convenient to just pay 5% to get someone to get a group of people to pay for your album or to pay for your projects.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right, but that shouldn't
be human nature. Led to the point where people had to use it. So they're not like the payday advance industry.
That's true. They aren't like the payday advance industry. I'll give you that. They are providing some kind of a service. It's sad that the service exists, and it's sad that companies have to pop up. Like, the only way to get us to pay for healthcare is to have privatized fundraising for it, I guess.
It's absurd. I think it's embarrassing as fuck. I mean, I just saw one the other day of someone that needed treatment, and you know, people were being very generous with the money. And like we pointed out, the problem is this person that they were generating money for was a likable, pretty, you know, kind of good at Instagram, and. You know, therefore, in also a weird externality, deemed like, you know, worth more saving, you know, at this point. Like, we're raising money for healthcare, and cute people and, you know, people that were funnier at the office are doing better in that race for healthcare.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that, like...
But nobody's having these conversations. Who's having these conversations? There's people, like, we just talked about people that are trying to figure out what a mob boss would do to fucking ISIS. That is against socialized medicine, but won't take a second to sit down and ponder what exactly we're got ourselves into right now.
Yeah.
It's like a Black Mirror episode.
Well, and it's saying some just get 10 to 20% of what they ask for. And like, so a lot of them aren't even getting enough to pay. And you're right. It is. It's like somebody, like if I got cancer, I could probably raise the money.
Oh my God. You could get a fucking TV show out of it.
Yeah. But if somebody like in my life that I hate, and it's the people that you dislike the most in your life are the ones that are suffering because they don't understand how unlikable they are. They don't understand how their decisions have led us down this path and why people don't like them. Like, I don't know how to figure it out other than to go knocking door to door in the fucking suburbs and just screaming at people.
I know. Well, it Meals on Wheels, and there's so many of us that are privileged and blessed enough to have family and connections and networks and those things. But for everybody else that doesn't, it's fucking bleak, you know. And we turn a blind eye to all that shit. But there's a lot of people that aren't getting by and aren't able to raise the money. And this is just. Once again, I feel like when I was a kid, I thought that there was like adults. I thought adult was people that like read intelligent books and shit. They chewed things over in their mind. You know, they kind of wanted to progress and think the best and, you know, gain wisdom. Like I really, as a young age, I think I knew wisdom was something I wanted to acquire, you know, from all the Kung Fu movies that I watched and Ninja Turtles and shit. But also... I just was always looking for the ways to get ahead, and I felt like that was a better way of thinking. And I am just embarrassed at this point to see people that are now in, you know, their 40s, 50s, and 60s and think that a guy like Donald Trump is somebody that is, you know, adults could respect. Like, if that guy came around at a party or something, like, it would, you know, we would put up with that kind of fucking behavior, you know?
Yeah.
Like, nobody puts up with this shit. Nobody puts up with, you know, and why can't we talk about the kind of shit that's going on actually happening with our healthcare system?
Yeah.
Instead, like, people are just ignoring it.
I don't know that people are ignoring it. I mean, I hear the DSA people, that's like their main thing. But I mean, outside of them, outside of the small corner of the left, it's almost even frowned upon to talk about how fucked up everything is. I mean, we said this on the last show. The government fucking just gave, I mean, the Democrats just bargained away our healthcare to put sanctions on Iran and fucking Russia. That they gambled away what little progress had been made for that.
Well, yeah, you know? I mean, the progress where people are crowdfunding all of their treatment.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot more crowdfunding now. You know, we're not moving in a direction of more coverage. We're moving in a direction of less.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I mean, we've known now several people that have been involved with it. Like, I mean, it's becoming way more commonplace.
Yeah, it has to. We have to. We all have to work together. It's communism in a weird way. It's just somebody's making money off of it at this point.
Yeah, it's an industry.
Which is the only way we can get anything done in the United States under capitalism anyway, is somebody has to be getting paid for it.
Yeah. You've heard about, I mean, I listened to a pretty good episode of This Is Hell Radio, but you heard what's going on with Whole Foods?
I have not heard what's going on with Whole Foods.
Well, they're in a free fall as far as like business goes.
Good.
They just weren't making enough money.
Good, good.
But
why are they? I'm sorry. I was just saying they're just not a company I'm that fond of.
Well, I mean, the problem was that their conscious capitalism thing didn't make enough money for shareholders. So, like, paying people benefits and paying higher premiums for some of those foods and shit, really, in the end, they're now just going to have, like, some guy that used to run other big chain supermarkets come in and just turn it into, you know... I don't know.
Profitable business.
Right.
Like a more, turn it into like
streamline,
Walmart.
Streamline, yeah.
You
like
get
a
Walmart guy in here.
Right,
this
right.
conscious capitalism was horse shit
right.
from the beginning. Well, it was. We all knew that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it certainly wasn't a perfect business model, but it was, I don't know. There's just the problem. I mean, the pervasive problem is that it is, at the end of the day, all revolves around that. Even what we're trying to do and accomplish really is money, and all I want to raise a bunch of money for is to use it for unprofitable endeavors, really. Like, I would like to be able to spend money on places where people could do things and create and have ideas and build things where they weren't limited by project, you know, limitations of dollars, you know?
Yeah, or laws.
Yeah, laws too, especially mostly the laws.
Yeah, mostly laws. You know, we want a place where people can come and make us drugs. Oh, man, I got one last story to end on a high note, and then we are out of here, man. Brett, you sent this to me, so I knew you wanted to hear it.
Okay.
A municipal office building in Maine has reopened after officials say a disgruntled man slammed a cup full of bed bugs on the counter, releasing about 100 of the pests.
Yeah, well, this is one of those great epic quick vids on YouTube that I like to see.
Better than anyone that I ever did. This guy is the fucking king of quitting a job.
What kind of a cup were they in? Like a Dixie cup?
It said a cup. It just said a cup full of bed
cup
bugs.
Cup full of bed bugs. Do you think he had like a big oil drum full of them in the basement that he just scooped them out of in the cup?
Yeah. 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 Well, here's what happened. Augusta officials told the Kennebec Journal that exterminators are confident the bed bugs were killed before the City Green building opened Monday. City Development Director Matt Nazar said a man came into the city's general assistance office on Friday seeking help with bed bugs at his apartment. Nazar said that the apartment was already being sprayed and the man didn't qualify for assistance finding other housing. Nazar said the man told police he wanted the government workers to experience what he was experiencing. Nazar called it an extraordinary bit of misdirected anger. Police have not said that the man will be charged. So he was just a dude that was pissed.
Yeah.
Because the government was trying to do their means testing shit. Means testing is the thing that makes everybody mad. You know, that is the type of thing that'd get bed bugs all over your house.
That's why someone's going to throw bed bugs on you.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah, I agree. There's lots of circumstances that are easily fixable.
Would you like to throw bed bugs at the insurance company?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to walk in with a cup full of bed bugs and just say, fuck off. Try to sleep at night now, charging me all this goddamn money for your health care, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Have fun with them bed bugs, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one-man protest shit. Sometimes you get pushed to the edge.
It's like paying your traffic ticket in pennies.
Right.
But it's paying your traffic ticket in bed bugs. All right, man. Good show.
Yeah, I liked it. I really enjoyed doing the show.
It is. It's always fun to do the show.
If you want to see the show live, we have tour dates up at streetfightradio.com. If you want to support what we do, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/streetfightradio. You can sign up to get our zine, our live videos, and Kratom. That's really what we're looking for, is to get a big boost there. I know we've got quite a bit coming in, but Brian and I are working hard to make more happen. We got a lot of on the way. I just posted those electric can of carnival videos to the Patreon, and shout out to Nick from Detroit on Twitter. He's a video dude that's been hooking us up, and he has some projects that we might be working on. So get excited for new things on the horizon. It's going to be awesome. As long as y'all join along, we're going to keep doing it. So we will see you later this week. We are Street Fight. Peace.